This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, September 17th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Responding to a last-minute attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Trump's nominee denied a claim that he mistreated a woman while they both were in high school, and 65 women who knew him at that time also have come to his defense, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The New York Times cited two unnamed officials familiar with the matter who said Feinstein has a letter about possible sexual misconduct between Kavanaugh and a woman when they were both in high school. Kavanaugh said in a statement Friday, quote, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time," end quote. Senator Feinstein's refusal to share the letter from a California constituent has created tension on the committee, reports The Intercept. You can urge your two senators to confirm President Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com or call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, has been eagerly touted by opponents of the president. But the famed Watergate reporter admitted that while he looked hard for evidence of campaign collusion with Russia, he did not find any, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Listen to the conversation between radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt and Woodward on Friday morning.
Very last question, Bob Woodward. I just want to confirm, at the end of 2 years of writing this book, this intensive effort, you personally had no evidence of collusion or espionage by the president presented to you.
That is correct. You're right. I found none. In this case, the answer is in Russia. It's out of the reach of journalists.
In an interview with SiriusXM Signal Boost last Thursday, Chelsea Clinton has said that, as a, quote, deeply religious person, end quote, the idea of America going back to a pre-Roe v. Wade society where abortions were banned is, quote, unquote, unchristian, reports the Christian Post.
When I think about all of the statistics that are painful of what women are confronting, Zerlina, today in our country, and what even more women confronted pre-Roe, and how many women died, and how many more women were maimed because of unsafe abortion practices, we just can't go back to that. That's unconscionable to me. As a deeply religious person, it's also unchristian to me.
Isaiah 5:20 has a sober warning for Chelsea. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. The former first daughter's policy position on the unborn is captured well in Romans 3:15. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Clinton went on to say that the ability for a mother to kill her preborn baby through abortion was essential for that woman to be able to get or keep a job outside the home.
And because I've had the temerity, as the Supreme Court did in 1992 in Planned Parenthood v. Casey, to point out that our ability to participate fully in our society, including economically, hinges on our ability to be able to make choices for our bodies.
Evangelist Franklin Graham wrote on Facebook that such notions are a lie, saying, quote, Hitler probably also claimed that killing the Jews would be good for their economy. Legalizing abortion has not added anything to our country. It has only taken away. It has cost this nation more than 60 million lives, lives precious to God. End quote. One of Colorado's largest school districts has agreed to discontinue using software from a database company named EBSCO, which parents say exposed their children to quote-unquote horrific, hardcore pornographic images, reports the Christian Post. Parents of the Denver area Cherry Creek School District have accused EBSCO of embedding pornography in its databases, which are used by children in 55,000 elementary, middle, and high schools across America, according to the Thomas More Society. Robin Patterson, one of the parents, talked to KUSA TV.
We had a child in one of the Cherry Creek middle schools, and we found large volumes of pornographic material.
Robin's husband, Drew, explained another glaring problem.
There are solicitations for children to sign up for escort services.
The EBSCO databases are not the internet. They are a curated digital collection. Companies should never be allowed to come in and advertise for the sex industry in our schools. A victory for parents in the Cherry Creek School District. We hope that parents in other schools around the state will be looking at this.
While the Denver area Cherry Creek School District belatedly canceled their contract with EBSCO after the parents' two-year-long battle, the threat might be present in your local government school. Take the time to inquire. Hurricane Florence, which stormed across the southeastern Atlantic coast on Friday morning, has taken quite a toll. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following the newscast to learn about what happened and how you can help. And finally, Inner City Crew, formerly known as Campus Crusade, is taking the love of our Lord Jesus Christ into the inner cities by blessing children with school supplies as they continue to disciple them. The Worldview spoke to Aaron Robertson, the Twin Cities director, who shared why this ministry is an incredible doorway to long-term Christian discipleship.
And what we get the privilege of doing is working with churches and ministries, pastors and leaders that have been faithfully serving in these hard places for years. And so when we think about the back-to-school outreach, when we think about reaching kids, our efforts and the efforts of our churches are not just kind of show up and do a good thing and leave. They really are committed to connecting and loving and serving and building relationships in a way that is really profound for children.
1 Corinthians 3:7 says, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." Tune in tomorrow for a Worldview special report for the in-depth story of how God is using Inner City Crew. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 17th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Hurricane Florence, which hit the Carolinas on Friday morning, has now taken the lives of 9 people, reports ABC. Wilmington, North Carolina, was hit by a 105-mile-per-hour wind gust, the strongest wind in the city since 1958. As of 5 a.m. Saturday, Newport and Morehead City, North Carolina, had received about 24 inches of rainfall, leading to water levels which reached 10 feet high in New Bern, where 150 people needed to be rescued. Listen to Democrat North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper, who had words of warning for North Carolinians.
Residents of Charlotte, Asheville, Fayetteville, Statesville, the southern Piedmont, the Sand Hills, the mountains, rivers will rise days after the rain has stopped. In the east, they will crest Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Remember, most storm deaths occur from drowning in fresh water, often in cars. Don't drive across standing or moving water.
More than 20,000 people in 6 states, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, Maryland, and Tennessee, took shelter in 206 Red Cross and community shelters on Thursday. 782,000 customers are without power in North Carolina, and 137,000 customers have no electricity in South Carolina. 19 states sent teams to help North Carolina with Florence. Unfortunately, a handful of 5 criminals capitalized on the chaos and looted the Dollar General on 5th and Dawson Streets in Wilmington, North Carolina, reports Fox News. Nearly 1 million people have evacuated from their North Carolinian homes. Reverend Franklin Graham, founder of Samaritan's Purse, appeared on Fox and Friends.
We're preparing here at Samaritan's Purse. We've got trucks with tools and equipment ready to respond as soon as the storm has passed. Samaritan's Purse, we help homeowners when a tree has fallen on their house. We cut the limbs off. We cut the tree down. We put tarps on the roof. We'll go in and help mud out a home, take the drywall down so the house can dry out so you can repair it. We use volunteers, and we're going to need an army of volunteers for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And if people could go to our website, Samaritan's SamaritansPurse.org. You can see where you can sign up and how you can be a part of in the recovery effort there in the Carolinas, because we will need your help.
You can volunteer or donate through the website SamaritansPurse.org or by calling 828-262-1980. That's 828-262-1980. 1 John 3:17-18 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.